Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. Toni Bernard, in her book How to Wake Up, wrote that the Buddha said that the mind is as soft and pliant as the balsam tree. This means that we have the ability to change ourselves no matter how ingrained our painful mental habits have become. Neuroscientists are finding this to be true, that our brains are constantly rewiring and reconditioning themselves based on our thoughts, speech, and actions. But the Buddha knew this long ago. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Morning Coffee. This week, I actually don't have a series. I've actually just got a bunch of odds and ends and different episodes I've been wanting to do for a while that didn't really fit in any kind of series. And so, yeah, that's what we'll do. Today, we're going to do an episode called Maybe You Need to Hear This Today. You might not be lost. You might be trying to wake up. Now, as a quick disclaimer, as I get into this episode, you'll notice it might feel as though it's somewhat of an incomplete teaching, and that's because I'm not an awakened human being, but I am certainly trying to wake up. And one thing that's interesting is the Buddha taught that we wake up in layers, and I think that is, if I look back on my life, that feels like a good frame of reference for the things that I've gone through. It's like, oh, I thought that this mattered, but then I woke up to who I really was. And then I thought this mattered, but then I woke up to a deeper layer of who I was. And I've noticed that the spiritual path is a bit just like asking, who am I, enough times that you wind yourself all the way backward until you get to God. And so if you think about it in those terms too, the idea of waking up in layers also makes sense, because we're always shedding the conditions that have been put on us. If you remember a few weeks ago, back to the reality of transformation episode, we talked about dissonance as being the first phase of the transformation process. And what's happening here is that over time, you know, I don't really know what I want becomes I don't really know who I am. And since you tend to know who you are in relation to the world around you, i.e. your interests, hobbies, passions, friends, and family, these are what you craft your image of self off of, the unconscious spiral tends to show up as the conscious feeling that you're lost. I don't know who I am then becomes I don't know where I am. The real problem here is that we as humans tend to really over-identify with what we're going through. Like, instead of being a person undergoing a temporary experience, we label ourselves as that thing. And when this happens, now I'm not experiencing anger, I am angry. I'm not experiencing loneliness, I am lonely. It's really like a function of our language. The issue here, though, is that if there's no space between who you are and what you're experiencing, you'll find your well-being, not to mention your self-worth, either rising or sinking with the tide of the ocean that you're actually in. Right? So it's very hard to be stable when you attach yourself to everything you go through. For this reason, too, it's easy to feel lost for a time and begin to form an internal picture of yourself as the lost one. We over-identify with that feeling that we're lost. Climbing out of this stage in life is made even more difficult by the fact that everywhere you look for advice, you'll see people are really good at talking through their value system, i.e. what they think they should do if they were in your position. But few people have the capacity to mirror your values back to you. I've told this story probably on here too many times, but you know, at the end of my military career, I had been in for just over 10 years. And if you do 20, you get a pension, right? And so everywhere that I went, I would ask people, I'm like, oh, I think I'm feeling like I'm being called somewhere else. I want to do something else. But of course, you like solicit advice. And so everywhere that I went, I would solicit advice. And almost everybody, now this, I'll get into the fact that this has nothing to do with it's not a statement about them or me, actually. It's a statement of the things that we value in life. But anyway, I went to all these people and I asked, you know, like for advice. And every single person that I can remember said, well, your past 10 years, you should stick it out. You know, they said it in their own way, but you should stick it out and get a pension because you get a pension in like 8 or 9 years. And it occurred to me one day that the best advice I could possibly get is that I should stay unhappy for almost a decade of my life, not to mention my 30s, right? Not to mention like a time in my life that I'm lucky enough at so far to have had health and to be able to do the things I want to do. And so I just saw that like what happened is they were giving me their values, right? Like they value that stability, but I don't necessarily. And so just being aware that people really don't have the capacity to understand what you value and then give you advice. And the problem here is that if you implement advice based on others' values, that feeling of being lost is only going to grow. This mode of moving through the world is precisely what the sleeping self is trying to wake up from. Humans tend to sleep through their lives, especially at the beginning. We carry around shoulds and supposed tos. We're taught who we are before we actually know. In the first half of our life, our focus is almost purely on the external world. We wonder what we look like, how are we perceived by others. In short, we're just asking, how do we survive in this world that we find ourselves in? And while that happens, we're utterly asleep in regards to our own inner selves. Our interests, passions, the things we cannot tolerate, you know, all these things, the little injustices that like pull at us, they're all trying to shake the sleeping self. Unfortunately, when we deny them or stay fixated on the external world and we don't sit with the feelings, thoughts, and emotions that are arising within ourselves, we tend to feel more and more lost. And the reason being is all these informations or all these emotions are informational inputs, right? And so you've got to learn to listen to them. Now, it's frustrating, I know, because when you try to listen to your emotions, it kind of feels like you're in the middle of a storm sometimes. But that's often or typically just a byproduct of not having listened to them for so damn long, right? And so you've got to learn to start to sift through what you're feeling because that's your path, right? It's gonna show you where to go. The Buddha had this interesting belief that anyone in your life could be your Buddha. So the title itself, Buddha, means like awakened one. And so the teaching here is that anyone in your life can be used to wake you up. When you're lost, you're filled with suffering of every kind, right? Some necessary and some just self-imposed. Like when you begin waking up, you start to see that all of your models of reality, all the ways you've kept yourself safe, were actually just keeping you stuck. For example, you decide that certain things in life were good, right? And as a result, you keep getting stuck in what's bad because you cannot create a polarity and then be free from its other polarity. You decide certain things should be feared, and then you find that list just keeps growing. You find also that there are things you think you must do in order to make yourself worthy of belonging and love, and you ultimately find that those are never enough. And so what you begin to glimpse when all of your models dissolve is that on the other side of them is freedom. And so you might not be lost. Your soul might be at the point where it can no longer accept the trappings and parameters of the inauthentic world that you're in. You might just be trying to wake up.